World Sport from the BBC with Andrew Horse. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, the world champion Spain are into football's Euro 2012 quarterfinals after Hazard saves them from a nervy finish against Croatia.
Fabregas chips one over the top, he's onside, Iniesta brings it down, Navas, open goal, smashes it in, Spain score, and as it stands, they will win the group.
Italy joined them by beating the Republic of Ireland, and the American baseball legend Roger Clemens is found not guilty of perjury in a court case that questioned whether or not he used performance-enhancing drugs. But we'll start with football, because it's Spain and Italy who have qualified for the quarterfinals of the European Championships from Group C. The world champion Spain needed a late goal from the substitute Jesus Navas to guarantee their place in the last eight by beating Croatia 1-0. Slaven Bilic's side go out. The BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball watched their match in Gdansk.
Group C has ended up as probably most predicted it would, but Spain lived a little dangerously in Gdansk before sealing top spot with a late Jesus Navas goal that you could argue was offside. 0-0 though wouldn't have been enough for Croatia, with Italy beating Ireland in Poznan, but had Croatia got a late equaliser they could have put Italy out, and they'll certainly look back at Ivan Rakitic's second half header, which he powered straight at Iker Casillas from close range after a wonderful cross from Modric. Vedran Čurluka also had a very good claim for a penalty, with Sergio Busquets climbing all over him. Spain won but did look beatable. Both Italy and Croatia have stifled them, and that would certainly be England's game plan if they get through and meet them in the quarterfinals.
Well, the Spanish defender Gerard Piqué says they did well in what was a tricky match.
I think we are playing well. Is it true that this game was a little bit dangerous, because a draw is okay for us to qualify, but you never know, if they score a goal you are out, so you have to be really careful. And I think we did a great job in the defense part, and then finally we score a goal, and now we are first in the group stage, so we qualify first and we are playing against the second of the other group.
Well, in the other match in the group, Italy knew they had to beat the winless Republic of Ireland, and they did.
Corner from the right hand side for the Italians. Diamante to take it, in towards the near post, Balotelli hooks it in! Brilliant finish from him! Hooked it over his own shoulder into the back of the Irish net, and Italy lead by 2-0.
So goals for Mario Balotelli and Antonio Cassano meant Italy won 2-0 to finish second behind Spain. That left Ireland with 3 defeats out of 3, and defender Richard Dunne admits their opponents were just better.
It's not an easy competition to qualify for, even so. For us to qualify has been an achievement, and obviously we wanted to do well, but the difference in quality between the three sides we've played and ourselves, you know, has been shown, and it's humbling, I suppose, because they've played us off the park in some of the games. So, but it's been an experience, and we have to be proud that we finally got to a finals, and next time we can hopefully achieve more.
Is there more that could have been done?
Not really. We prepared perfectly. We trained, done everything we could, and it's just sometimes you have to hold your hands up and say there's better teams than us, you know, and that's the way it is.
The Denmark striker Nicholas Bentner has been banned for one match and fined $126,000 for revealing the logo of a betting company on his underpants while celebrating a goal at the championships. Bentner lifted his shirt to show the name of an Irish firm on his waistband after scoring his second goal in the 3-2 Group B loss to Portugal. He'll be suspended now for the opening match of Denmark's 2014 World Cup qualifying campaign. The 24-year-old Arsenal forward has 3 days to lodge an appeal. England have arrived in Donetsk for Tuesday's Euro 2012 Group D match against the hosts Ukraine. Manager Roy Hodgson says the Arsenal winger Theo Walcott's recovered from a hamstring injury and is fit to play. And despite torrential downpours at the Donbass Arena over the past week, Hodgson says he's happy with the state of the pitch.
Remarkably good, considering how hard it was for the groundsman and everyone connected with the game the other night to ensure the groundsman and everyone connected with the game the other night to ensure the game went ahead after such a heavy rainfall. So we were really quite surprised how good a condition the field is in, and it was nice to at least get a look at it. We were happy with our training session today.
Arsenal have agreed a fee of around $18.5 million to sign the French international striker Olivier Giroud from Montpellier. Giroud scored 21 goals for the new French champions last season. He's currently part of the France squad for Euro 2012, and the deal won't be completed until after his tournament is over. The fixtures for next season's English Premier League campaign have been released. Manchester City will begin the defence of their title at home against promoted Southampton. Their neighbours United will be away at Everton. It's Arsenal against Sunderland, while Roberto Di Matteo's first match as the full-time manager of the Champions League winners Chelsea is a visit to Wigan. The former Queen's Park Rangers manager Ian Dowie has been casting his eye over the fixture list for us, and he singled out the match that sees the former Liverpool coach Steve Clarke, now in charge of West Bromwich Albion, taking on his old club, who now have Brendan Rodgers in charge. Liverpool will then host the champions Manchester City and Arsenal. Dowie says that's quite a start for Rodgers to deal with.
Liverpool are, like Man United, maybe like Chelsea, maybe like Man City now, are expected to win every game. Yeah, I mean, that, at home, that's the mantra. Now, clearly he needs to understand that it will take a time to get his way of playing over, but it looks like he's been quite busy in the market. It looks like maybe Gylfie Sigurdsson's going to get over the line, and that will be, you know, add some goals to it. And I think that may lead to Steven Gerrard playing a bit deeper, but yeah, they are hugely difficult games.
One of the brightest prospects in English cricket, Tom Maynard, has died at the age of 23 after he was hit by a train in London. It's thought the Cardiff-born player may have been trying to avoid police when he died. The Surrey batsman had already toured Bangladesh with the England Lions and had been tipped to follow in the footsteps of his father Matthew, who earned 18 international caps. Australia's coach Mickey Arthur says it's a tragic loss for the game.
I'd seen him play, and it's always a tragedy. I think the cricket family is so small that you always tend to know everybody in it. And I know his dad quite well. His dad, I think, was coach of the year in South Africa this year. And you know, our thoughts just go out to the family. It's always a tragedy to lose such a talented player, and thoughts are with the family at the moment. I think he had a lot of potential, had a lot of talent, and you know, who knows where he would have ended up.
British police are investigating a complaint of assault after David Nalbandian injured a linesman during his outburst in the final of the Queen's Club tournament. The Argentine's also been fined $12,600 by the governing body of men's tennis, the ATP, having already forfeited his prize money. That was more than $56,000. And the sports psychologist Dr. Tom Fawcett's told the BBC more needs to be done to teach sports stars how to control their emotions.
Unfortunately, as in any other profession, what we find as sports psychologists is that the emotional components of performance is probably the most neglected of all. They do mentally train, they visualize, they look at attentional focus, they look at self-talk, they do sets of skills which you know, I heard Wayne Rooney this morning talking on BBC about his visualization techniques the evening before a game, which helps him greatly. Unfortunately, professional sports people tend to neglect the emotional component of their performance equation, so they don't actually emotionally train themselves the way they should. So therefore, their emotional component is not as skilled, as in the case of the tennis player yesterday, as it should be. And invariably what happens is, in critical moments, it lets them down.
One of the greatest pitchers in American baseball, Roger Clemens, has been found not guilty of perjury in a court case where he denied taking performance-enhancing drugs. He had been accused of making false statements and obstructing the American Congress for denying he took steroids and human growth hormone, but he was cleared of the charges by the jury. The trial had lasted 10 weeks. The former Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees player won the Cy Young Award for the season's best pitcher in the National and American Leagues a record 7 times. And a reminder of our top stories here on the BBC World Service. Spain and Italy have qualified for the quarterfinals of the European Championships from Group C. The world champion Spain needed a late goal from substitute Jesus Navas to beat Croatia 1-0. Italy beat Ireland 2-0.